My name is Avery Lamb. It's June 27th, 2015. I'm at the Hudson River Exchange with Cassandra. Can you introduce yourself for me?
Hi, my name's Cassandra Jenkins, and I'm here from New York City.
Great. I'm just going to start by asking you maybe if you can talk about your first memory with music, and if there's a song that you can think of, if you wouldn't mind singing it for me.
Sure. I was thinking, do you want me to talk about it? Or
yeah, sure.
I was thinking recently about the song Twist and Shout. And singing it for the first time in front of a group of people as a very young person. I think I was probably 5 or 6 years old. And my dad's a piano player, and we were hanging out singing songs. And I requested Twist and Shout so I could sing it, because that was my favorite song at the time. And I remember very clearly the feeling of wanting my voice to sound like John Lennon and being very disappointed by the sound of my tiny girl voice, and being very surprised by the self-awareness that came with that. So I'm going to quietly sing. Do you remember the lyrics to this song? It's one of those things that now, even thinking about it, all I remember is, shake it up, baby, now.
Shake it up, baby, now.
Twist and shout.
Twist and shout.
Come on, shake it up, baby, now. Twist and baby, now. Shake it all now. Shake it all now. You know you shake it so good.
Shake it so good.
What else? I don't know. What else is it? I can't remember. I mean, I could cheat. I could look at my iPhone. But it's so much more, I think, about the way I've recently watched videos of John Lennon singing into microphones, and he always looks like he's just, like, yelling at the top of his lungs, but it doesn't necessarily come off that way in the recordings, but there's something there that I definitely, I've always wanted to harness, and I remember being very humbled by that as a young person.
The other thing I'm really interested in is memory and music and nostalgia and music. And I was wondering if you can think of a song that very significantly reminds you of a part of your life.
Of a part of my life. There's lots. I feel like every part of my life has different songs attached to it. There's so many songs that I could talk about. I feel like I need to think about something more specific, because there's so much.
High school
is probably one of the more guilty moments. I don't know, listening to the Smashing Pumpkins 1979, I heard that the other day, and it instantly kicked into this. I could remember. I was overcome with teenage angst. But actually, I should mention too, I just ran into a band called Bishop Allen. They're here selling wares and selling vintage clothing. And I just approached one of the singers and songwriters from that band and admitted that I was one of the obsessive teenage girls hanging out at their shows. And following them around, because I loved them, and it's just really funny now, many, many years later, to be now playing music and being in the same place. And it's a small world.
When did you start playing professionally?
At the age of 12, I grew up playing in a family band with my brother and sister. And I toured the United States with my family as a pretty young person. I mean, it started before I was 12, but I started actually performing and singing when I was 12. And we did that into my 20s. And then I started to grow into my own musical self and career, and felt a little bit like I had outgrown that part of my life. But I still play music with my family, and we host house concerts at our brownstone on the Upper West Side in Manhattan. And music is definitely something that we still are very much doing collectively. But my brother has his own band. I have my own band. My sister has her own band at this point. And I started playing in bands as a teenager and continued doing that through my 20s and started a solo career at the age of 25 or 26. That's what I'm doing now.
This is going to be the last question. Can you sing me a melody of something you remember singing with your family or playing with your family?
Sure. Song that we sang a lot as a family was a song you probably recognize from the soundtrack of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, which is very popular at the time when we were performing, is the song I'll Fly Away. Some bright morning when this night is over, I'll fly away to the on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away to the land on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I hope I got the words right. It's been a while.
Thank you, Cassandra.
Thank you.